November 12th, 2025. Welcome back to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, podcast number two on this Wednesday night, a little later in the week than usual, but we were accommodating Max's travel schedule. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our beloved Banting Park home. And I'm joined, as always, by my faithful and extraordinarily talented producer, the mighty Max Martinson. And This Week in Waukesha, again, is a civic media production in cooperation with WAUK Radio, 540 AM. And if you're in Waukesha, 101.1 FM still works pretty well. So in the first segment, we honored our veterans here since Veterans Day was yesterday. We talked about the big news of the week, probably the biggest number one news item, was the large donation made by Karen and Dick Vaughn to the food pantry serving Waukesha County. I believe the amount was $3.2 million, which will not only help the pantry move to a new facility, that'll be a better footprint for their mission services, but also have a nice investment in the future, a good reserve for the future and for future planning. And so, and, you know, we are, with this being November 12th, we're a week away, a little more than a week away from the fourth anniversary of the Christmas parade attack that took place on November 21st in 2021. I know we now have the Christmas parade in December, but I'm honored to, you know, I was there, but I marched in the parade in the front, but I was on my way home when the attack took place. And unfortunately, fortunately, tonight's guest, my real very good friend, Tyler Pudliner, was one of the victims in that attack while he was performing in the Waukesha South marching band. And obviously a very harrowing experience, but you know, not only has he survived, but this young man continues to thrive and has kind of dedicated his life to philanthropy with his Bobbleheads Bring Us Together project. And so really glad to have you back. How are you, Tyler?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on, brother.
You bet. And you know, and Tyler, he's so in demand that he couldn't do the first segment of this podcast because he was on another podcast. What was that? Tell us about that one. I don't mind sharing the spotlight with another good podcast.
That's a good friend of mine. I met her after the parade through one of mom's friends, and they kind of all went to high school together around the same time and around the same area. And
sure,
April runs her own podcast. She's actually down in North Carolina.
Oh wow, and good for her!
Yeah, so she has a podcast that we jumped on. So she runs a small organization as well called Sunshine Creations. So that's kind of what her podcast highlights, and we're just kind of helping each other boost our organizations.
Oh, that's terrific. That's wonderful. So good to hear you do that. So, you know, I didn't check on Google. When is the Christmas parade this year in Waukesha? I know it's probably the first Sunday in December, like as always.
It's the 7th, yep.
This December 7th, so it's Pearl Harbor Day. So,
yeah.
Rather ironic. but yeah, you know, it's you know, it was 4 years ago, which in many ways seems like a decade ago. But
yeah.
Then again, it was, you know, especially for you, it probably seems like it was yesterday.
Some days it feels like it was, you know, just a couple months ago, and others it feels like it was, you know, 10, 20 years ago, as you said. It's just,
right.
Yeah, it's crazy how, especially once you get into this time of year, how it really, I don't want to say messes with your head, but becomes a little bit more challenging to process the time.
I bet, yeah, because I mean, there's still a lot of hard memories that you're dealing with, right? And
yeah,
and even are there still physical aspects that you're still? Because I knew you had a series of surgeries, more than a year after the attack.
All of my, you know, main internal injuries that I suffered are all healed up and taken care of, and all the teeth damage that I had, that's all taken care of. I still have one injury with my right leg. I think I've mentioned it when I've been on before that I'll probably have to live with it for the rest of my life, but I was able to overcome it when I was still playing ball on a regular basis.
What's and, it?
You know, doing everything like that, but it's something that I'll have to live through and just kind of work with it. I might have to have more procedures done, you know, in my older years if it, you know, gets worse down the road, but
yeah,
that would be a bridge that I can cross when I get there, you know.
Sure. So I want to, obviously it's a very important topic and I want to continue talking about the parade, but I also want to, because the wonderful work you're doing with Bobbleheads Bring Us Together project, some neighbors of mine, Russ and Jamie Donald, they're involved with Bikers Advocating for Child Safety. They do a lot of things. And one of their, this is the third year they're doing this. It's called Letters from Santa. And so any of these kids from any of these families, and I think it's any families in need, can they can take their kiddos' letters and put it in this mailbox on Greenway Terrace right near where I live off of Manhattan Drive.
Yeah.
So if you're coming down Manhattan from 18, it's, you take a left at Greenway and it's like, this, you can't miss it, all the Christmas decorations. They really, they're over the top. Yeah. So, but yeah, they put some letters in the box and we should figure out a way for you to connect with them to see how you might be able to help with something, because I'm sure they're having a couple bobbleheads under the trees. Wouldn't be a bad night, especially if it's a favorite athlete or something like that.
For sure. So
I'll make sure you guys get in touch. It's a really one, and they do a lot of great, you know, philanthropy throughout the year with a huge focus on kids, you know, dealing with child abuse. In fact, they even show up at court appearances to see how they can support the family.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And I've been through that, you know, so I can understand the challenges and difficulties of being in the courtroom. Yeah.
So, but we were talking about, as part of your healing, you were able to be back in the diamond that spring after the accident, you know, playing for the Black Shirts. And I think you're also playing some summer ball, I believe. I think with my son, Evan, actually. But are you still involved in, are you coaching some of the younger kids, like the Blazer teams, or are you involved in that way at all?
I was doing that for a while. I haven't done that in the past couple of years.
Okay.
But I've gone into that and made some connections that way. But I've kind of stepped up a little bit more with the project and wanted to help people out. And that's kind of become my big goal right now, is to expand that and help as many people as I can.
Sure. So yeah, tell us where you're at with the project. Like, what's kind of the latest update on where Bobbleheads Bring Us Together is?
Yeah, I mean, this is our busiest season. As you know, we have the parade coming up, and we've entered that every year since the attack, 22 on. And then we have our toy drive coming up as well. That'll be the 14th, so it's the Sunday after the parade.
Oh, nice.
We have a big event down at DeBar in West Dallas.
What's the bar called?
It's called DeBar. It's a Bears bar.
That's where the Donalds are from originally, the Bikers Advocating for Child Safety. So we definitely have to connect you guys.
Yeah.
Because there's some definite synergies there. So
yeah, Marcus, he owns it. He's a really nice guy. And obviously it's a Bears theme bar, but this year the actual in-person event with the drop-off, we're going to do a little bit of a football Sunday watch party with the Packer game and the Bears game. Both games are going to be on and stuff like that. So he's willing to open it up to some Packer fans as well. So
hey, their money's as green as the Bears money, right?
Yeah.
So there's probably more of us still.
Yeah.
More of the Packer fans, I should say. So, that's terrific. So yeah. So the organization continues to grow, and do you partner with other like charities or causes in terms of with your bobbleheads?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've worked with the Jackson Sparks Foundation before. I'm obviously close to the Sparks family.
Sorry to interrupt. Jackson Sparks, for those, I mean, I'm sure most people listening know, but he was the youngest person killed in the Christmas parade attack. And he 8 years old, I believe. And he was the, a member of the Waukesha baseball Blazers clubs, which were both connect. You grew up in the Blazers and my kids were in the Blazers for baseball and softball. And the Blazers are started in Banting Park in our neighborhood here. And so it's a big deal. I still watch a lot of Blazers games that take place there. Like, that's the original, that's the home field. Joe Albanese, you know, he was a Blazers catcher, and his whole summer was Banting Park. Even when there weren't Blazer games, he would organize pickup games back when, you know, old people used to do that sort of thing. So go ahead. Jackson Sparks Foundation.
We've worked with them. And with each year that we do the toy drive, we work with numerous local organizations as well. A lot of our donations go to the Christmas Clearing Council of Waukesha County.
Okay.
They have their big drop-off every year that a lot of people contribute to. Another local one is Parents Place, so they help with families that are in need of some extra presents and help that way. So yeah, we've expanded into working with some different organizations over time. Yeah.
Okay. That's wonderful. And so it's got to keep you busy though. Like how many hours a day are you putting in here for bobbleheads?
Yeah. I mean, with working a day job, it kind of just goes as I can. If I got a little bit of extra time to make a post, I want to get it out there and I'll do my best to get it out there.
Can I ask where you're working during the day?
Yeah. I started at Waukesha Sports Cards. It's now WSC, but a lot of fans
Street.
Yeah, a lot of the
Cammy Flowers by Cammy. Project,
Yeah.
Great. That's a great store.
Yeah. So remember Billy and stuff like that.
So I'll have to go in there and look for you then.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. How long have you been there now? I think you told me that before, but
yeah, I started this summer there.
So fairly recently. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but we opened a store at Southridge Mall as well, and I've kind of been working there a lot.
You fluctuate between Southridge and Waukesha?
Yeah, I've worked at Brookfield Square as well. That's kind of dead, but I mean, there's not a lot in that mall right now. But and they've also helped us out. We did a fundraiser this summer for Officer Kendall Corder, who was killed in the line of duty. And I'm thankful to work for a great company that actually donated us some autographs for the fundraiser too. So,
yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. That's neat. So. Oh yeah, we'll definitely have to talk offline about that. So.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's fantastic. So, what else was I going to ask you? So, we're approaching the 4-year anniversary, and will you be at the memorial at Greedy Park?
Yeah, I plan.
Did I pronounce it correctly? Greed is it Greed or Greedy? I always forget.
Greedy.
I want to try to definitely make it. So, yeah, and it's just, is there something new or different you do each year to mark that day? Or do you light a candle or do you,
I mean, I don't necessarily have any big traditions, I guess, off the top of my head. I mean, normally it's a day where, obviously, I said there's a lot of emotion and mental challenges that you got to work through, but it's something that at least it's a day that normally I'm, off of, work or something like that, to where I can attend the memorial and really take in the time and go at my own pace to get through the day.
Okay. That's good. Now, I remember, there's so many stories that people have, from the parade. And I remember, I think it was your mom was telling me, like, nobody knew what hospital you were at.
Yeah. No, and yeah, because, as soon as we got in the ambulance that night, they closed Waukesha Memorial off to all trauma. So, and people were just, people were walking up the hill to get to the hospital from downtown.
And your mom didn't know, right?
At first? She didn't know at first because she rode in the front of the ambulance. And when she got in, they came over the radio and said it as she was getting in and she heard it. So then she asked our ambulance driver, she had asked him, well, where else do we go now?
Okay. All right.
So she kind of found out as it was, all happening. And, due to my size and age and being a bigger guy, I couldn't go to Children's in that aspect. So I went out to Oconomowoc at Aurora Summit, and they had a great team there, though, waiting for me. I actually was thrown into the ambulance with one of the dancing grannies that was injured too. So we both actually ended up down there. So yeah.
That's good. So yeah, no, and I just, your fellow bandmate and baseball teammate Eric Teagues, was very seriously injured. I knew he ended up at Children's, but when that happened, every year all of our kids have been in the parade, either at the Blazers or my one daughter dances, and my wife would march with one of the teams she was volunteering with. And this was the first year that I marched in the parade as an alderman. Nobody else in our family. And then Evan was at a friend's birthday party up in the Dells.
Oh, really? Wow.
Roger Greengrass. Remember him for basketball? But
I think so, yeah.
When Eric was injured, a family friend of ours, who was one of our kids' baseball or softball coaches, he was a policeman for many years. And he kind of had put the first responder's hat back on once he knew his family was safe. And Eric was the first one he came to, and he thought Eric was our son Evan, because they look, you know, they're tall and thin, and
yeah.
And he was non-responsive, and so he just moved on.
Oh, wow.
Not knowing that, yeah. And most people listening know that, but you know, Eric not only survived, but he was playing baseball with Tyler the next spring, and then the next year, and then he's playing baseball in college, Boyd College, and doing really well there academically. And but yeah, I remember he was texting my wife. He's like, "Was Evan in the parade?" And she's like, "No, why?" And he's like, "Oh, thank God, you know." And but still, I mean, it's that was somebody else's child. It turns out it was a, you know, dear friend of ours. And you know, for a little background for the list, you know, I first got to know Tyler and Eric when Waukesha was trying to organize fall baseball, and it was always hard for Evan to participate because he was in football. And I think, weren't you on football for a while too?
I didn't play. I actually ended up coaching or helping coach.
That's right. I remember that now. But he was youth football is always on Saturdays for black shirts, and so Evan could never. But then when they started the Waukesha Area Baseball Club, WABC, which I don't think it's existent, but it was Sunday fall ball.
Yeah.
So he got to play on Sundays and practice, and he really – it was the first time he had played with kids that were a grade ahead of him. We got to know you. He got to know Eric really well, and Robert.
Sevical, yeah, Bobby, yeah.
Kelly's going to kill me. I forgot her name. but he learned so much from you guys, and it was a really, you know, great experience, an enriching experience for him. So much so that they wanted to continue, you know, playing with Evan, like in high school and everything, that, you know, that Eric and Robert have been pretty outspoken about it. So anyway, we were just really grateful that you guys had recovered from something that was very, you know, we're not going to talk about the worst case scenario, you know, because that was, we know that. But anyway, it's just, I know what my story was. So we hadn't heard anything about you, like many days had gone by.
Yeah.
I mean, if you remember, the Veterans Memorial had been kind of become a makeshift memorial for the parade.
Yes.
And so the city felt it was important to do a decommissioning so that we could preserve the Veterans Memorial while we worked on the what is now the official parade memorial at Greedy Park. And I was there as an alderman, and other city leaders, and Mayor Sean Riley was there. And that was the first time we saw you since the attend, and to see that you were standing and you were with your mom and you were smiling. And I remember we gave each other a big hug. And Kevin Lehner, the former city administrator, you know, his boys played with you one way in time or another. And he was really excited to see you. And that was just like, that brought a lot of joy during like a pretty dark time. Like, and it's something I never, you know, we'll never forget. So
I was still in my pajamas at the time, but I mean, I got out of the house at least, you know, so mm-hmm. I mean, it was small step in the right direction, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I remember that one. JJ Watt sent you like a video Thanksgiving card or something while you're in the hospital.
We're good family friends with Lance Allen, who used to work at TMJ's now at CBS 58, and obviously interviewed JJ over the years, and he reached out, and I woke up on Thanksgiving morning to a text message from JJ Watt, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, so. So, hey, we only have a minute and a half left here. I wish we had more time, Tyler, but what is it you want listeners to know about Bobbleheads Bring Us Together, and what you'd want to remember as we approach the fourth anniversary of the parade, and what do you want to leave us with?
My big thing, you can check out our website, bobbleheadstogether.com. That has all the information to all of our social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can check out all the upcoming info about the parade and toy drive. It's our busy season that way, so we're always looking for donations of bobbleheads, candy. Monetary donations can help us out in that aspect too. And my biggest thing with the anniversary coming up is we've preached it. All of us that were affected have really preached it for a long time now, is being stronger together and just coming together as a community. I feel like we've kind of died off over the years as it's gone on. So just to come together and really help support each other and check in on one another is the big thing.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Tyler Pudliner, Bobbleheads Bring Us Together, the Waukesha Blazers and Black Shirt Baseball and Marching Band, and one of Waukesha's favorite sons. Thank you for your gift of time and sharing, especially with regard to your your wonderful mission tonight. And I look forward to catching up soon. I'm going to go see, are you at the card store tomorrow in Waukesha, or where do they have you?
I'll be at Southridge on Friday if you want to stop by, but yeah.
And I'll be, I work in the other direction, but maybe next, if you're, see if you can get into on Monday or Thursday, because I work from home on those days, I'll come over and see you if you're, because it's right in the neighborhood, but we'll figure out a time, but thanks again. I want to thank everybody for listening, and please remember, as we approach the holidays, especially, that safety is everybody's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. I want to thank my producer again, the mighty Max Martinson, and all of you. Go Ramila Mahagav. 1,000 thank yous, and see ya!